The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 3rd Chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 24th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation. In the 15th incarnation, the Lord assumed the form of a dwarf Brahmin, Vamana, and visited the arena of sacrifice arranged by Maharaj Bolli. Although at heart he was willing to regain the kingdom of the three planetary systems, he simply asked for a donation of three steps of land.
So, Bhamande, Chalayasi Bikramane Valimad Bhuta Bhamana. Padanakha nira janita jana pavana kesava dhita bhamana sarira jaya jagadisha hari. So, Bali Maharaj was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. They are in the demons family. But in the demons family also, there is sometimes Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. Prahlad and Bali, they are our acharyas. There are 12 bona fide acharyas. Bali Bhayasaki, Bayam. The acharyas are mentioned, Dadas Mahajan. Sayambhu means Lord Brahma. Sayambhu Narada. Narada is also one of the authorities. They have been accepted at authority for understanding religious principles. Religious principle is not to be understood by from a rascal. No. But anyone comes and says religious topics. No. We have to receive it from the authority. So Bali Maharaj is one of the authority. Out of the 12 authorities, first is Lord Brahma, the next Narada, the next Lord Shiva, then next the Kumaras, then Kapil Dev, then Manu, Vaivasvata Manu, then Prahlad Maharaj, then Janak Maharaj, then Bhishma Dev, then Bali Maharaj, then Sukadeva Goswami, and then Jamaraj. It is stated in the Shastra that Mahajana Jina Gata Panthya. You cannot understand transcendental subject matter simply by dry speculation and argument. You cannot understand. Neither by reading Vedic literature. The conclusion is that you have to follow those who are authorities. Mahajana jina dharmasya tattang nihitam guhaya. Mahajana jina gata sapanthya guha. Guha means the cave, mountain cave, and guha means the heart. So, suppose something is very valuable, is there in the cave of the mountain, and you do not know how to search it out, but if you know somebody who knows it, if you follow him, that he is going there, so I may also follow. So religious principles cannot be manufactured, neither it can be made by speculation. So actually there cannot be many religions. The rascal theory that there are as many religious systems as I can believe. You believe something, that's all right. I believe something, that's all right. He believes something, that's all right. No, it is not like that. Then everyone will believe like any nonsense thing that becomes religious. No. Religion means dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Religion means the codes, the laws given by God. That is religion. Man cannot manufacture. I have several times explained. Just like law, state law. The state law can be given by the government. You cannot manufacture law. Nobody will care for your law. The state law is that you must keep right your car. As soon as there is red light, you must stop. If you violate, you will be punished. Although it is a very simple thing. Similarly, religion means the law of God. You cannot violate it. If you violate, they will be punished. If you think that this religious system is very stiff, let me manufacture my own religion. That kind of religion is not accepted by the Vedic culture. And when actually the real religion is violated, jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Glani means violation. Tadatmanam sijamaham. At that time, the Supreme Lord or His representative comes to establish real religion. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Dharma sangasthapanarthaya sammamami juge juge. Dharma sangasthapana, real religious principle. Real religious principle means to abide by the laws of the Supreme Lord, God. But they do not believe in God. Everyone is God. I am God, you are God, he is God, everyone is God. So whatever law you give yourself, that becomes your religion. This is going on. So God is not so cheap that you become God, I become God, he becomes God. The Shastra says, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Ishara Parama Krishna. God is Krishna, the Supreme Law, the original God. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda. God Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanyat. There is no superior authority than me. The Vedanta Sutra also says, Janmadasya Jataha, the original source of everything. Who is that original source? God. Who is that God? Krishna. Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartat. I am the origin of everything. Iti matya bhajante maam budha bhava samanmita. Those who are budha, budha means one who knows, one who is in the knowledge. Bhava samandika, knowing everything in ecstasy. Oh, here is God. Buddha bhava samandika. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante mang buddha bhava samandika. So everything is there. God is there. His name is there. His address is there. His law is there, everything is there, but the rascals will not accept it. That is the position. Therefore, we have to follow the Mahajan. So Bali Maharaj is one of the Mahajan. How he became Mahajan? Because he is surrendering fully unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this Vamandev, incarnation of Kesavadhita Vamana Sarira. So, the incident is that Bali Maharaj was very powerful and he conquered the whole universe. I mean the demigods, all. So, Vishnu is always in favor of the demigods because demigods, they are also devotees. The difference between Shura and Asura. Asura means envious of the demigods. That is called Asura. Asura the bishop. The another name of the Asura, those who are envious of devotees. That is only business. There are two classes of men are always there. Sometimes one class is more in number and other class is more in number. There is, but there are two classes. There are two classes of men, living entities. Daiva, Asuraiva. One is called Daiva, demigods, and the other is called Asura. Who is Daiva? Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, they are called demigods or Vaishnava. All Vaishnavas are demigods. And those who are not, Asuras Tad Viparjaya, anyone opposite number, against Vishnu, they are all called Asuras. So, sometimes in Asuras family also, there are Vaishnavas. By the grace of Narad makes, then Prahlad Maharaj became a great devotee by the grace of Narad, although he was born of a father, atheist father, Hiranyakashipu. So Narad Muni's business is to travel all over the universe and make Vaishnava. So this Bali Maharaj, he conquered all over the universe. So, and the demigods were defeated. So, Vamandev, he also one of the considered demigods, Upendra. So, he went to Bali Maharaj by a trick. Because Bali Maharaj, Krishna knows that Bali Maharaj was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj and he was a great devotee at heart. He knew that. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesu arjuna tishtati. Lord is situated in everyone's heart. He knows everyone. So therefore, in order to return back the kingdoms taken from the demigods, he made a trick. He went there. Bali Maharaj was performing a great sacrifice. Balidhare. So, he went there and asked Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, you are performing such a great sacrifice. I am at your door, I am Brahmin. Will you kindly give me some donation? Yes, why not? That is my, I will give you whatever you want, I will give you. So immediately his spiritual master, the demon spiritual master, Shukracharya. Shukracharya means, Shukra means seminal. Seminal acharya. You do not know in India, there is a class of men, they are called gurus. The professional guru, rather. So Shukracharya, the Shukracharya, He was very learned scholar, he knew everything, that here Vamandev, his incarnation of Vishnu, he has come to cheat Bali. He'll ask something and then he'll take everything from me. He knew it. So, sometimes cheating also done by the Supreme Lord for the sake of the devotee. So, this is not cheating. Just like father sometimes cheats a son. Suppose something is there and two brothers, small children, they are fighting. One has taken, another is crying. So, the one will not deliver to the other. The father says, my dear child, will you kindly give me this? So, he gives to the father and he delivers to the other child. You see? So sometimes God has to do such a cheating of affection. That is not cheating actually. But the cheating propensity is there in God. Otherwise where we get it? But we use cheating for our personal sense gratification. But if you use that cheating propensity for Krishna's satisfaction, then it's all right. Man nimitti kritam papam punnayo kalpati. So, Ribali Maharaj was cheated by, but he being cheated, he became conqueror. So this Shukracharya said to Bali Maharaj, so don't promise to this Brahman anything. He is Lord Vishnu. He has come to cheat you. Bali Maharaj became more enlightened. Oh, he is Lord Vishnu. But you have taught me that everything should be given to Vishnu. So if Vishnu has come at my door, why you are asking not to make any promise? So that means Shukracharya were playing duplicity. He taught something and now he's saying another thing. Therefore, Bali Maharaj said that I cannot accept. I give up your company from this day. That you are checking me to offer everything to Vishnu. Oh, I do not want such spiritual master. So that means, that is the shastric injunction. That anyone who is not a Vishnu devotee or Vaishnava, he cannot become guru. That is the injunction of the shastra. Satkarma nipuna vipra mantra tantra visharada. A Brahmin, very learned, he knows his duties, Brahminical duties very well, just like Shukracharya. Satkarma nipuna. Satkarma nipuna. Brahmin have got six kinds of occupation. Patana patana jajana jajana dana patigra. Brahmin should be very learned. He should teach others also Vedic knowledge, patan patan, jajan jajan. He must be a devotee or great worshipper, and he should teach others also how to worship jajan jajan, dana pratigya. He will accept charity from others and he will give in charity again to others. These are the six occupations of a Brahmin. The Shastra says, Satkarma Nipuna Vipra. A Brahmin, well conversed with these duties, of Brahminical duties, and Mantra Tantra Visharada, and expert in studying the mantras, Vedic mantras, and Tantra, other Vedic literature. Avaishnava Guru Nasasyat. But if he is Avaishnava, means he is does not worship Lord Vishnu, but other demigods, then he cannot become guru. That is not allowed. You cannot become guru. Satkarma nipuna vipra mantra. So, the Shukracharya, he was against Vishnu. So, Bali Maharaj immediately rejected him. Therefore, he became a Mahajan. Exemplary. Because you cannot give up your spiritual master. There is a great sin. once accepted, the spiritual master takes responsibility for the disciple. And disciple also must be obedient to the spiritual master for life, for good. That is the relationship. So if one rejects spiritual master, he becomes a great sinner, most sinful. So Bali Maharaj rejected his spiritual master. That's a great sin. But he rejected on Shastric ground because he objected for Vishnu worship. Therefore such spiritual master should be rejected. Therefore he became Mahajan, authority. Anyone who is obstruction to worship the Supreme Lord, he should be rejected immediately. That is bhakti. Anukullasya sankalpa pratikullam vivarjan. Anything favorable for advancement of Krishna consciousness should be accepted. Anything unfavorable, that should be rejected. This is Saranagat. Anukullena Krishnanu silanam. We have to worship Krishna. Whatever is favorable. It is not that because the microphone is material, therefore I cannot use it. There are some so-called transcendentalists. Why not? If I speak through the microphone, I can serve better Krishna. Why shall I not accept it? So, anukullena Krishna anusiranam. Anything which is favorable for serving Krishna, we shall accept. After all, everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Nothing belongs to you. Simply, we are thieves. We are using Krishna's property for our own sense gratification. Stena eva sauchyate. They're all thieves. So, just like this Bali Maharaj, he conquered. So actually, nothing belongs to Bali Maharaj, but he thought. So Krishna to save him from this theft, criminality, he approached him, "My dear Bali Maharaj, will you kindly give me 3 feet land?" So he, after rejecting his spiritual master, who opposed, he promised, "Yes, I shall give." So by 1 feet, the whole lower portion of the universe was covered. The other feet, the upper portion of the universe was covered. Still, the third feet remained. So, Bhavandev asked, "Now, Bali Maharaj, all your possession is now covered by my 2 feet. Where is to keep the other feet?" Bali Maharaj said, "Yes, there is place. You just put your feet on my foot, on my head." So, in this way, Bali Maharaj surrendered everything. Sarvatma sapane. He, personal property and the personal body, everything dedicated to Krishna. He became Mahajan. There are 9 processes of bhakti. Savanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasam, shakham, atmanivedanam. So Bali Maharaj dedicated atmanivedan, everything. His property, his personal body, everything. In exchange, Lord Bhaman became his doorkeeper. Bhaman Dev said, "My dear Bali Maharaj, you are so great a devotee, so in return for your service, I shall remain always your doorkeeper." So by offering everything to Krishna, nobody is loser. You must always remember. They are gainer, the best gainer. Because after all, everything belongs to Krishna. Why should he foolishly say, "It is mine, it is mine"? Ahagamameti janasya mohoyam. This is called illusion. Nothing belongs to me, but I think that this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. The whole world is going on like aham bhavami. We are Americans, we are Indians, this belongs to me, that belongs to you. We made such shareholder. But we are shareholder for others' property. Everything belongs to God. Not only this world. There are many millions and millions of planets. Sarva loko maheswaram. Loko means planet. Krishna says, sarva loko maheswaram. Bhoktaram jagatavasam. Sarva loko. He is the proprietor. But we are dividing. This is America. This is India. But how long you'll remain American and Indian? Say 50 years, then if you are going to be a dog, then who is saving your country? This is going on. Nothing belongs to us. Except everything belongs to Krishna, and we are all offspring of Krishna. Everyone has got the right to father's property, but not to encroach other's property. Tena taptena vanjita ma gridha kasasi dhanam. If people accept this philosophy, then there is, the whole world becomes Vaikuntha. There is no quarrel, there is no, everything becomes happy. Thank you. Wow.